Magda laughs. I really am his sister, she says, but our mother brought me here when I was 5, thank God. Putting away the last hat, she closes the carton and hands it to Wojtek. You're paid to go to clubs and mention products? Firm's called Trance, doing very well, apparently. I'm a design student, need something to make ends meet, but it's getting to be a bit much. She's lowering a sheet of tattered transparent plastic to indicate that her makeshift stall is now closed. But I've just sold 20 hats. Time for a drink. You're in a bar, having a drink, Magda says, the three of them wedged into one darkly varnished corner of an already raucous Camden pub, drinking lager. I know, says Wojtek defensively. No, I mean you're in a bar having a drink, and someone beside you starts a conversation, someone you might fancy the look of. All very pleasant, and then you're chatting along and she, or he, we have men as well, mentions this great new streetwear label, or this brilliant little film they've just seen. Nothing like a pitch, you understand, just a brief favorable mention. Do you know what you do? This is what I can't bloody stand about it. Do you know what you do? No, Kay says. You say you like it too. You lie. At first I thought it was only men who do that. But women do it as well. They lie. Kay has heard about this kind of advertising in New York, but has never run across anyone who's actually been involved in it. And then they take it away with them, she suggests, this favorable mention associated with an attractive member of the opposite sex. One who's shown some slight degree of interest in them, whom they've lied to in an attempt to favorably impress. But they buy jeans, Wojtek demands. See movie? No. Exactly, Kay says, but that's why it works. They don't buy the product, they recycle the information. They use it to try to impress the next person they meet. Efficient way to disseminate information? I don't think. But it is, Kay insists. The model's viral, deep niche. The venues would be carefully selected. Bloody brilliantly, that's the thing. I'm every night at these bleeding-edge places. Cab fare, cash for drinks and food. She takes a long pull off her half-pint. But it's starting to do something to me. I'll be out on my own with friends, say, not working, and I'll meet someone and we'll be talking, and they'll mention something. And? Something they like, a film, a designer, and something in me stops. She looks at Case. Do you see what I mean? I think so. I'm devaluing something, in others, in myself, and I'm starting to distrust the most casual exchange. Magda looks glum. What sort of advertising do you do? I consult on design. Then, because this is not exactly the stuff of interesting conversation, and I hunt cool, although I don't like to describe it that way. Manufacturers use me to keep track of street fashion.